Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hey friend, I'm your host, Leaning Heiss, and this is the Moms in Prayer podcast. Questions abound right now when it comes to back to school. And the question I keep hearing over and over again is, how do we restart our Moms in Prayer groups? Well, today we brought in the expert. Today I'm joined by USA Country Coordinator Susan Shepherd to discuss how we can begin fall 2020 with a bang. We're a little passionate about seeing Moms in Prayer moms turn out in force to support our children through prayer. You can find all the things we talk about, including links to the resources we mention and our brand new training channel, in our show notes on the blog at momsinprayer.org. Now, let's get started. Well, Susan Shepherd, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Hey, Lee, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be with you today.
I'm so glad you're here, Fred. We just said this is the big podcast.
Yes, the big podcast. Oh, I made it to the big podcast.
You're on the big podcast. And for those of our friends who don't know, we also have a second podcast called The Training Channel, where Susan is hanging out with me on a regular basis, where we talk about leadership for groups, really just bringing tools and training to them to help you lead more effectively, right?
Absolutely. It was a vision from a year ago, and we are so grateful that the Lord has brought it to fruition. And the whole purpose is to encourage and equip our group leaders and honestly, group members. You're welcome to listen, group members, because you will learn some things and hopefully it will bless you. That's what we want. We want it to bless you.
Well, friend, in case our listeners, our friends hanging out with us today, don't know who you are, introduce yourself and your role in Moms in Prayer.
Thanks. I am Susan Shepherd, and I am the USA Country Coordinator for Moms in Prayer International. And I get to work with the best women in the world, because I work with Moms in Prayer moms.
So good. Susan, this is a weirdo year right now. Going back. 2020 has been a year for the books, and it's been a year for Moms in Prayer groups too, right?
It really has. I have been in a Moms in Prayer group for 25 years, Lee, and I do not remember a season like this one. Weird, strange, confusing, sometimes frightening, lots and lots and lots of questions, and an absolute overload of information.
Yep. So at the end of a school year, the Moms in Prayer groups, many of us just had a rocky end. I mean, we did not know what was happening, if we'd be in person again. And so, Susan, I mean, like, help us pick up the pieces just a little bit, because prayer has got to be as important as it has ever been for our children and our schools.
Absolutely. Prayer is critical. It has always been critical, but we can see such an incredible need across the whole country this year. And so I want to just encourage our moms that wherever you are, whatever it looks like, where you are, just pray. I keep thinking of that sports phrase, just do it.
Yep.
You know, just do it. We need it. Just do it. Any way that that works for you. There's not a right way or a wrong way to gather. It's whatever you're comfortable with, and it's whatever works in your area. And that can be in small groups, spacing out, wearing masks if you want to, or not if you want to. It can be over the phone. It can be FaceTime. It can be by Zoom. It can be team meetings. It can be whatever works. The most important thing is just persevere in prayer for children in schools, because it is so crucial right now.
Yeah. I know you have a sister that's in education too, has been in this field, and teachers are in desperate need of our prayer right now. Administration, can you speak to that?
I think that it is so difficult to make decisions right now because there are so many unknown factors. And we just need to be supporting our administration with great prayer for wisdom and discernment and insight to be able to make those decisions. We know that when we come to God, He is faithful to give us wisdom when we ask for it. We just need to be supporting them in prayer.
Okay, I totally agree. Now, let's talk about the tools that are available as groups get started right now. There's never been a better time to be a Moms in Prayer mom. Like, really, truly, it's at your fingertips at all times. Right now, Moms in Prayer moms have resources in every direction right now. So what do we need to get started at the beginning of this year?
There are just so many wonderful ways that you can access the tools that Moms in Prayer has. I love to say that we have a toolbox full of tools for you to choose from. And the booklet is a wonderful tool, and you can order that online. You can download it. It's available on the website. And just the website itself, there is one entire page dedicated to group leaders. And it has invitations that you can use, both printed out invitations and electronic invitations. So you can invite women to join your group if you're meeting physically or you're meeting virtually. You can download the statement of faith and the policies. You can download prayer sheets. There's like 52 prayer sheets. You can download them and print them, or you can download them to your mobile phone and you can all pray together using your mobile phones. There's just so much. The leader's guide. There's the definition of a leader. Everything you need right there at your fingertips.
I was on there yesterday, cruising around a little bit, trying to reorient. And it may be good for our listeners, if you have not been on the website in a long time, to head back over there and check it out, because there have been a lot of changes. The goal for the website really is that it would be intuitive, that things would be where you need them to be, and that you would have what you need them to have. And that's part of the reason why we formed the training channel as well, is that's just specific training for leaders, right?
The training channel, yes. Yeah, it is definitely geared towards group leaders, but we do encourage members to listen because, you know, group leaders move and they go to different schools and they have children who graduate and go to college and then they go to maybe a different prayer group. And so our vision is that any group member can lead because you've been in a group. And all the tools you need are right there. So I would encourage our group members and our group leaders to listen to the Moms in Prayer Training Channel. And you can find it right there on the website. And the website has been streamlined and it is easy to navigate. Very easy to navigate.
So good. We want to just circle around and make sure that everybody understands that those training channel episodes are 15 minutes or less, and they're just cram-packed with tools. And what I love, Susan, is really, truly, you're getting trained by the experts in each of these. And we are taking things back to the nitty-gritty because we want everybody to understand, be on the same training plan. And at the end of the day, we want you to be able to go to your Moms in Prayer group in Georgia and my Moms in Prayer group in Michigan and be able to pick up, to know exactly what you're going to be doing from group to group to group. And so we want those to look the same. We want them to believe the same things. And so there's some training that needs to happen at the beginning of the year. So Susan, as leaders go ahead and start this next year, or groups go ahead and start, what would you recommend that the first meeting look like?
That's a great question, Lee, and you're absolutely right. We do want our groups to know and experience the blessings of following the four-step one accord format. We want to make sure that all of our groups are praying in unity. And that's not just unity within the group, but it's unity globally, because all Moms in Prayer groups follow the same format. And we make sure that we all believe the same thing so that we are that concert of prayer rising to our Father. I mean, you know, if you've got one person who's singing or playing for a concert, playing Bach, and you've got someone else who's playing John Philip Sousa, that's just not going to sound so great, is it? And so the statement of faith and the policies are something that makes sure that all of our moms and prayer moms are unified in coming together. And so I would recommend to every group leader that she begin the year reading the statement of faith and the policies out loud in her group. And you know what, Lee? It doesn't take a lot of time. I have read the statement of faith to my group in 2 minutes and 2 seconds flat because wow. I had someone time me. So I know that's exactly how long it can take. And I didn't rush through it. And the policies don't take that long because there's only a few and they're usually like one sentence. And so that's the foundation. Start there. Review those. And then review the four steps. Remind your women that we're going to start with praise and we're going to praise from scripture. And here are our scripture verses. And then we're going to have silent confession. And then we're going to do thanksgiving and we're going to thank God for what he has done. And then we're going to spend the bulk of our time in intercession. And we're going to intercede for our own children and for our students, for our teachers, our staff, our administrators, and for our school. And finally, for moms in prayer. And you know, Lee, in the fall, one thing that usually happens is that your local leadership, whether that is an area coordinator or regional coordinator, sometimes it's state coordinator, they will have what we call a leaders gathering. And that is such a fun time because you get to see and meet other group leaders that are doing the exact same thing that you are. And so when you get invited, group leader, whether that's an in-person thing or a virtual thing, go to your group leader meeting because you're going to hear some news about Moms in Prayer and you're going to get to experience being side by side and shoulder to shoulder with other group leaders. And you'll get to hear what they're doing. And you'll get to hear the answers to prayer that they've experienced and the things that they know about. And it's just a wonderful, encouraging time because you find that God is big and you all have the same heart.
So good. So this fall, we may have all forgotten what the theme is for this year. It's been a long time since we've circled around. It's been a long COVID. It's been a long COVID, Susan. So remind us what our theme is for this year. What are we focusing our hearts on right now as an organization?
We are focusing on hope. God is our hope, overflowing hope. And our theme verse is Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I mean, don't we need some hope?
Well, what our friends probably don't know is that that theme was chosen a couple years ago for this
yes.
year. I mean, we've been unrolling this for a long time. And boy, if 2020 doesn't need a little bit of hope right now, I don't know what year does.
You are exactly right. That theme was chosen years, at least 1 year before all of this began, you know, last February and March. And so we were well into overflowing hope, and what a blessing to focus on God as hope. I mean, can we not praise God for being our hope?
Yeah.
He is our hope, especially right now. And we can thank him for being our hope that through the confession of sin, we have hope and for forgiveness and eternal life. And with thanksgiving, we have hope that the prayers that we whisper are going to be pleasing in his sight. And we can faithfully know that he's going to answer those. Because hope, we don't have to see it to know that it's real. We know that we have hope because of God. And as we come and we intercede, we have hope because we're going to see his hand move in the lives of our children and in our schools.
So good. You know, I've been thinking a lot about our kids in the middle of this season. And I know that our listeners probably feel the same way I do, that we wish that we could offer them security right now or stability or be able to tell them what 2 weeks is going to hold from now. But Susan, universally, we can't. We just don't know what this fall is going to hold or what this coming year is going to hold. And it's so hard to be the mom in the middle of dealing with so much uncertainty. How do you find the anchoring that you need as a mom to walk forward in this season right now?
You know, Lee, there have been times in my life when there was tremendous upheaval and uncertainty. And I just remember telling my daughter, you know, I don't have all the answers, but I'm so grateful that I know Jesus. And Jesus is the one who has all the answers. And no matter what happens, no matter what, Jesus has promised that he's going to work it for good. He's going to look after us, and he is going to provide. And we can trust him to do exactly what he says he will do.
Yeah, so I keep saying to my kids too, Susan, is God's word has not been canceled. Like God's promises for us have not been canceled, which means that I can say to my son, who's a senior this year, God has a future and a hope for you, and those things are going to be accomplished. It doesn't matter. It does matter. Let's be honest. There is real grief associated with losing some of these major milestones. That's true. But God's promises that he has a future and a hope, and he's working to accomplish good in those who love him, that stuff hasn't been canceled, right?
That has not been canceled, and it won't be canceled, because Job tells us that no plan of yours can be thwarted. Not one. It's not a maybe. It's not an if, it is a certainty. And that's where our hope is based. It is based in his faithfulness and the certainty that he is all powerful. He is sovereign. None of this surprises him. It was a big surprise for us, but it is not a surprise for him. I just keep telling my girls who now have children of their own, God's got this. He's going to work it out. Is it going to look like the way we thought it was going to look? Probably not, but that's okay. It's going to work out. And we just keep doing the next right thing.
So good. So there's this great commonality that we have in Moms in Prayer with our sisters around the table. And I think our statement of faith does that, praying in one accord does that. But 2020 also feels like the setup as an opportunity for disunity within a group. And I kind of want to just address that at the front end, that there's a lot going on in the world today that we may not agree with. How do you recommend that we stay on track and in unity with one another? Because Susan, we have different opinions on the way our schools are moving. We have an election coming this year. Like, how do we maintain unity in our group while we may have differences of opinion about secondary matters?
That's exactly what it is, Lee. It's a secondary matter. We need to keep our eyes focused on what would Jesus do? And I don't mean that in the glib way of let's put it on a bracelet and let's wear it, but let's really talk about what did Jesus do. And there's a episode in Luke that I taught about at a state coordinator gathering a couple of years ago. And that was when Christ came to the temple one day, a lot of the people who were there came to him and said, "What are you going to do about this situation where Pilate has mixed the Hebrews' blood with their sacrifices?" And I was like, I'm really not sure that I know exactly what this means. And so I did a little digging and checked a few commentaries and basically found that there was at one time, what they believe happened is that Pilate took the offerings from the temple to use to build an aqueduct. And in the process, he murdered several people who were there giving their sacrifices. And so, you know, the people came to Jesus and said, "What are you going to do about this?" And Jesus said, "What you really need is salvation." He didn't get drawn into the secondary things. He kept the main thing. And what is the main thing? The ultimate division point of all humanity is going to be, are you a believer or are you not? In the end, that's all that matters. And as we come together and we are praying for the souls of those students and those administrators and the faculty and the staff and our children and their classmates and their friends, that's what's really important. is that we see growth in the kingdom of God through our prayers, and that those children are impacted for Christ. And we need to just be gracious. We need to be gracious, and we need to set those things aside, and we need to focus on the main thing. And what's the main thing? Praying for schools and children to be impacted for Jesus Christ.
Exactly. That's our mission. It hasn't changed in 35 years. And that's what we're here to do. And I just like to think this is the hour where it's carved out for me to agree with the mom that's sitting next to me that all the children and schools need Christ Jesus as their Savior. It is the main thing, Susan.
Absolutely. And you know, Lee, I have a number of women in my group that I have prayed with for years, and they are marvelous, wonderful, godly women. And we're not members of the same denomination. We're not members of the same political party. It does not matter. We are there. We are sisters in Christ. We are dear friends, and we pray. That's what we do.
Yeah. And we just want to encourage everyone that's listening. This is going to be a hope-filled year. And it maybe has been never more important to intercede than it is this year. I wonder, Susan, if you kind of feel it too. This wondering if this will be the year that we see revival and spiritual awakening across our schools. Because heavens, we've been praying for it, right?
Absolutely. We're seeing movement. We're seeing questioning. We're seeing children who are seeking, and we are seeing parents who are seeking. And I keep reading and reading that yes, this could be the year. It doesn't look the way we thought it would look, but you know what? That's okay.
Doesn't that sound like God, friend? Doesn't it sound like him to not do it the way that we think he should?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Aren't we just arrogant to have thought in the first place that we knew what it would look like? I guess we thought it might look like it had looked before when revival came. But God is doing a new thing, and that is exciting, and it's refreshing, and it's restoring, and we can be part of that as we come and we gather together in whatever way that looks like. In person, by phone, virtually, Zoom, whatever. We can be part of that, Lee. We can be part of that revival and that spiritual awakening, of that turning hearts back to Him, of that more souls coming into the kingdom of heaven. I just remember a quote by Ian Bounds when he talked about heaven will be fuller and brighter and more populated because we have lived to pray. And that's a paraphrase, but I love that quote.
So good. Well, it's going to be a good year, isn't it, friend?
It's going to be a rocking year. It's going to look different. It's going to change in the middle, and that's okay. It's going to change throughout, but we don't have to be afraid of change because God is doing a new thing, and we just need to go with it and say, you've got this, God, and I'm going with you.
All right, Susan. Well, I can't think of anybody else I'd rather have pray and commission this new year for us. So it's not just sharpened pencils and the school supply aisle in Target. It's the beginning of a brand new Moms in Prayer year. So would you kick us off asking God's favor on this year, Susan?
Oh, I would love to, Lee. Thank you for that opportunity. Oh, Father God, you are the God of hope, and you do fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in you. And we are grateful. And Lord, not only do you fill us with joy and peace, but you fill us with endurance and encouragement as well. And so, Lord, may we keep our eyes on you as you move us through this year. Lord, hear our prayers and rain down answers like Lord, like rain on dry and thirsty ground. Open our eyes to see your hand moving, and may we give you praise and glory. Father, we ask for your favor, for your blessings, for your provision, your protection, for your wisdom, and for your guidance as we follow through this year. May these prayers be pleasing in your sight. May they be music in your ears. May you join us together in our Moms in Prayer groups as we come before you, pouring out our hearts and lifting up our hands for the lives of our children, our students, our teachers, and our schools. Lord, we thank you now in advance for all that you will do. And it's in the name of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We believe revival and spiritual awakening is on the horizon. Let's pray and continue asking the Lord to do what only He can do. Lead us through this mess. If this is your first time here, thank you so much for joining us. You can learn about the ministry that God's given us to pray for children in schools around the world on our website at momsinprayer.org. We know this is a hard season, friends, and we are praying for you. Moms make the difference. Moms praying and trusting. Moms just like you. See you next week.